Hello.
Hi. Sorry to catch a bad
Hey.
time again.
No, I actually just got done sending a text message to a customer, and I
Ah,
scrolled through all of
bean.
my those messages. So I think I will not check my email right now.
That's a good thing, probably.
Really bad about trying to read emails and talk to people as if I know how to do that. I know how to do that, whether or not I can successfully do that. And I over exaggerate my abilities in my head.
No, I think it's more along the lines of you wear an awful lot of hats, sister, so you might get a little behind the eight ball sometimes, but most of the time, you're going to be there. Give yourself some grace, please.
No, I literally am atrocious at doing this. I do it, like I called this lady today. It was actually, I had to call and talk to Seller to see if they had finally issued me this credit.
Right.
I started telling you about this and I didn't
Yeah,
tell
and
you
then
all
I
of
had to go. I'm so sorry. What ended
Yeah.
up happening when you called them?
Well, so what actually happened is, I got my RJO bill and I kind of freaked out because it was
Right.
way more than what I was anticipating. And I was just
Mm-hmm.
like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And of course, I got to looking at what was happening. Well, one of the things that happened is that I had these two big Stellar invoices. And I didn't know why. Well, it's because the girls had ordered some stuff in for a customer to see, but they didn't mark them as memo. They marked them like as a sale, and so it was invoiced instead of memoed. Well, then, I mean, which they issue a credit, like if that. I mean, it's not like I, but you have to pay that,
And then you get the
and.
credit next month or something.
Yeah, because
They've done
so.
that for somebody else of mine too, and they didn't realize, and it was a big headache because it was like 80,000 for them. They're like, why do I have to
Yeah.
spend 80,000 when I just returned everything? Just because of RJO and it missed a billing date. I hate that Stellar does that for you.
Yeah, well, see that, and that's the thing. So, like, everybody submits their invoices by, I think it's like, what, the 22nd of the month for RJO. And so then when they but Stellar, like I it okay so and it doesn't like here's the one thing about the invoicing that's a little bit frustrating with RJO is that so like if the company is super on the ball, right? And like they let's say that I make a sale on the 20th, or I order something on the 20th. It's technically supposed to be 30 days, right? Like it's a 30-day invoice. Well, it's not though, because what happens is that. So, I'm just going to use you for an example. Let's say that I call up and I'm like, hey, I need this 1 carat, blah blah blah, and you send it in on memo, and then, I mean, and let's just say that it, it's a high, or let's say it's not a 1 carat. Let's just say, well, like we had 8 carats, so let's say it's an 8 carat, and you've sent two in, and we sell one. I call you and tell you, hey, yeah, it's good to go. We sold this one. Well, then if RDI, then like I call it in on the 20th, RDI then submits the invoice to RJO before y'all's cutoff because you submit all of the invoices before the cutoff date, then RJO puts that immediately on the bill. So I potentially have to, I only have 10 days to pay that bill, not the standard 30. Does that make, and which gets a little bit like
hairy situation. If you don't watch it or manage it right, right?
Well, it gets a little hairy because not everybody, I mean, y'all deal with this too because of terms and things like that. But, you know, like, so when, so let's say that I have a big sale, right? And, but I mean, and realistically, let's just say loose diamonds because this is like the most common of them. So let's say that I pick out a diamond from you. It's got to go then be set in a mounting. A lot of times that mounting is a custom piece, which could take up to 4 to 6 weeks. Well, if I report that diamond as being sold within the 10 days of the memo, which we try to do because, I mean, I don't want y'all trying to sell the same diamond. It's like I feel like that's right for you either, and your other customers, like that shouldn't show that there's this stone available when it's not. But, you know, if it's a big dollar diamond and I'm waiting for my customer, like it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for my customer to actually have that, like for us to have that ready for them to pick up, then I'm using my money to finance their purchase for up to 6 weeks. So I could potentially go almost three billing cycles before I recoup my money to actually have the money to pay that invoice.
Gotcha.
Does that make
sense? It does, yeah, because it's almost like it's almost like an apartment. If you put it in layman terms, you have to pay a deposit and last month's rent first. And you might not always have that, so you kind of have to game plan. But if you can't game plan, then you can't get the apartment. And same for you. It's like it's a stunting move for them to like, it's almost like how much capital does one need to have extra in your account to make it work or make it make sense?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, so you have.
So, do they always offer you? Just out of curiosity, sorry to interrupt. Do they always offer you like terms in those cases and stuff? Because with us and with at least with I know, Ram Forever, certain dollar amounts. Even gosh, you're a part of. Hold on, let me just check real quick. I've got a puppy that's really really angry over a toy. That one of them has, and she does not. We've got a temper tantrum about to start happening.
I think
which
that
is
happens.
Fine. I know. It's snow, too, because she's so rambunctious with knowing snow's outside. Okay,
oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love
it, Winston loves the snow. He just is bent, and Isabel, he can take it or leave it, but Eleanor, the first day, it was so damn cute. Her and Lady were, like, playing on the cover that night. It was just really cute. I should send you it. It's so funny because Lady knows she can get on the cover, but Ellie knows without the ice and snow that she can. She stands on the outside and gets pissed that Lady's in the inside now because she's too afraid to, like, take the first leap of action there. It's so funny. I'll send it to you later. But, yeah, I'm looking at your account here. And, you know, when you were in and I'm going to have to just verify this, but remember, like, Simple Solutions and when we worked on, like, You, Me, We, and you helped me with, like, the little – I'm probably jogging my memory here and you probably don't remember – because I have this weird memory, but do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like
the program?
Yeah, like the programs you're in. So when we're going forward, like with Rare and Forever, trade outs for, you know, your stock purchases and other things one for one, obviously, staying in those realms, we could maybe make it a little easier. Because you're a part of this program already and Christy's redeveloping it, It might actually realign back to when we were really growing a lot. Remember when you had like the Simple Solutions display and it was like you have this one and you have this one. It's always the same dollar amount, and maybe going back to not exactly that style, but that idea to have in store with what you have to trade out, we can maybe make that work. And then also, if it's under the program, you can also get terms so that doesn't happen to you, and I can maybe help on that aspect. Plus, it sounds like you had a couple deals with Stellar. I'm not butthurt. I like to eat pie, though, and all of the pie. Gosh darn it. And it sounds like, you know, a couple of big, large items were possibly invoiced, so maybe one sold or a couple. I'm not sure. Obviously, it sounds like it's more of a mishap with the girls and how they're ordering through Stellar, but they're ordering through Stellar, right? And I'm trying to get back in there, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping there's a way to it. This might be a nice little caveat and a reason for you to say, you know what? We got to call RDI for everything and not let them call the stupid Stellars anymore of the world. Does that make sense? I'm not butthurt. I'm not upset because I want you to get the sale. But am I right in my motive here?
I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. It brought me toothbrushes. Okay. And some, there's hummus among us. Ooh, yes. Let's open that up. Those are like desserts, though, because they make chocolate hummus.
Ooh, they do not.
Yes, they do. They make chocolate
hummus.
Shut the
front door. It's like the melting pot with cheese and chocolate. You can get it tahini and chocolate? Shut up.
Yeah, you can get like total. It's like, I don't know how they do it.
It sounds magical. Holy crap.
I
do they have a Dubai
like
one
cool.
even?
I haven't bought one yet. I haven't, like, because I was like, what am I going to eat? I have hummus on.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, I don't know how I would do that. But then
oh,
I thought,
it's easy. Hummus is easy, girl.
I know, but I was like, I've got these cinnamon and sugar pita chips.
Ooh.
Like, so good. And then after I
I know exactly the kind in the black bag.
Well, no, but those are good to say.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. You know what ones I'm talking about, so that's a good
yeah.
All right, I'll let you enjoy, but does that make sense? Like, could that help you, maybe? And I could get more calls, if that's okay? Could I ask that, maybe?
Well, absolutely. So, I didn't know that y'all still had.
Oh.
Programs. Like,
yeah.
I thought that in a way.
Oh.
And,
I'm sorry.
Because they were very price-pointed, which was great for us. Because, you know, we're very... Well, and I mean, just to be honest, like, I thought that they went away, and so a lot of that actually shifted to Veer, because Veer has a really great program that, I mean, I know we haven't talked about this, but Veer literally has if it doesn't work, we will give you 100% of your money back, not a trade. Like, we will buy this back from you and give you your money back.
There's no extra feeds or trade-ins or anything? They've adapted it that much so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to look into that. So we'll have to dive down that hole a different time. But if this could help, I am willing to do that all day long, and then we'll just view it as you, me, we, and maybe that could just benefit.
So long, I mean, like, yes, terms help because of, like, the situation that I run into that, you know, if there's a cash flow issue, which, you know, because the customer hasn't been, like, the customer hasn't paid yet, which is often the case for me.
Right. No, I get it. Like, I get it. And you don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul because
I start having to scrape up the bottom of the barrels in the savings account. No, not really, but
I mean, but, you know, yeah, you have to start going into savings to
right.
pay bills.
And I don't want you to have to do that for your company. I want that. You guys make so little as it is. When you told me that so many years ago, I was like, no way. If I can help and this could be a helper, I'm going to do so. And it can't do anything but help if it's a good thing. I don't know if I can get the beer thing accomplished, but I want to know everything that they do. If you've got any documentation, because that's what I take to Mike and I say, this is the new thing. Or maybe it's Mick now, I'm not sure, or Ann. But if you could get me that.
I'm 90% sure it's on their website.
Okay.
But yeah, but like they literally, I mean, they do, beer does like a full stud line. They do they do all the diamond basics, but they also do loose.
Mm.
Like they're really strong. But they started out in RJO, and they have grown immensely with them. So, I mean,
wow.
But I mean, that was it, is that there was no risk whatsoever to it. And you had to sell, what was the sell-through rate? If you sold through 50% of the line, if you did not sell through 50% of the line within the first year, they would give you your money back.
Like, and you would return the items.
Yeah. You return the items. And they give you that money back. Obviously, not the money back for the items that you sold.
Right. Yeah. I get that. No. They're not. What business owner is going to do that? But
yeah.
I was curious as to, like, well, that's just a different hole. But on the seller note, though, just to finish this, Mr. Phillip told me yesterday something I need to share with you. He figured out something because they're offering some sort of, and I'm not talking bad about them. I know they're great in lots of different ways. They are like the Walmart of the world, or maybe they're the Target and Quality Gold is the Walmart, regardless. But right now they just adapted their, I guess he calls it the jeweler's mind equation, blah, blah, blah. So essentially he sent in his gold. Because he sends in up to $10,000, and you can only get paid at that dollar amount. And, yes, they are doing that great thing where they're applying everything to your bill. However, what they've decided to do, which is the change-up, and when he found out, he was pissed as a bitch and said, you know what? I'm going to start using my local guy. I might only get paid 92% of whatever the gold is, but I'm going to get cash up to $100,000 every single time. And I said, okay. I got it, and he explained it to me that, and I don't know if all of what I'm about to say to you is the exact terminology, but I think you'll get the premise. When you turn in your gold, apparently there's other different kinds of metals. Silver was never paid out in the past, so when they melted down the gold that he sent in, the other metals, silver specifically, it ended up being that he only was paid out on 89%, and 11% he got paid as a, oh, by the way, and now we're doing this motive on the 11% leftover metals, a.k.a. silver, and paid him out on that. So it's like, oh, by the way, we're now going to pay you guys all this great money for the silver in your gold. But he said after doing the math, it was dumb. He was pissed as a bitch. He said, it's an equation that I've known my entire history and career, and I couldn't figure out the equation. And anybody that can't figure out an equation, you call and you ask. And when I did, I couldn't believe what they were doing. And he said, I'm never using you guys because it's not going to change. And for me to let you know that and everybody else, I don't know if I'll have time to tell everybody else in some sort of way because I'm not doing like a blast on social media, but I think if that is the case, it's kind of shitty, like, because they're not disclosing. And he said, correct me if I'm wrong, once they have your gold, they can't really do shit. You can't, like, say, hey, no, this item really was this, or however way you buy barter back and forth. You can't do that. So,
no, you have to trust your refiner.
That's what he said. And every refiner, he told me, is going to screw you in some sort of way. But if you got one that, and he actually, his money guy, from my understanding, is a very smart little dude because he taught him how to go around the state and just buy gold from a lot of different people. But it would be in pieces and items. So he then said that he would buy at such a low percentage price per carat. It would be like carat and a half at like, I can't even repeat the number. It's ungodful, unlawful, and it's robbery, highway robbery. But the guy didn't want the stones. So he just starts scooping the shit up. And that's where all those pieces have come from. But on top of it, he said he bought it at like 16 cents on, or maybe 60 cents. I can't remember the math that he did.
Yeah.
But on top of it, when he went to sell it, he sold it at full markup. But he also, when he was buying it, I can't remember what it was. Regardless, he's really smart with his money, dude. And I asked him if the money dude, if he should ever not need his money dude, if there were any stores that I know of in the area, he did it just like that, that could maybe use a money dude like your money dude when you're not doing it and he needs more, would you ever consider that referral and I could put that? And he said, sure, yeah, I'm always willing. I don't think he thinks that he can, that you guys, because he says to me all the time, I said, well, why don't you just stop in and see them if you haven't seen them in a while? Or why, if you want to know what's going on with them, just stop in. She loves you. Like, just go there. And he always says, well, I don't, the last few times I haven't seen her in the store. I said, well, yeah, but if you make it a point, well, you know, one time she was in the back. I didn't want to bother her. I'm like, but listen, Philip, come on now. Like, you know how this industry works. You got to know people. And I know you got your peoples down there, but that's my peoples. And you love me and I'm your peoples. So let's connect people-wise, and when you can't get those big ones, instead of maybe your daughter, who you're super fresh, because at the point he was really mad at her, she used an account name of his, and he found out about a receipt or something. Not that it wasn't paid or anything else, it's just, you know how Mr. Philip is. He's very much, you got to tell me first before you do something. It's just old school additive, you know. He felt this. He and he's overall, like, that poor man has taught that girl all of his ins and outs, and never once but one time have I ever spoke to her on the phone, and yet he still tries to help her all the time, and I hate it for him, because that's his one link into the industry. He's got all his inventory, all these clients, but where are they going to go at the end of the day if he's not doing it? So I opened up the conversation with, hey, let's start getting them in and start having you show down there. If it's open and it's available, why don't you stop in and ask the question? So he might, after the holidays, he said, stop in and feel free to reach out to him. If, let's say, like yesterday I called him, what kind of Alexandriaite, you know, do you have? And he'll give you, you know, whatever you charge on markup, as long as he gets his money out of the item, like before, he doesn't care. And it might be a one-off that you might be looking for or something a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always told him, I'm like, you know, you could bring your stuff over here and we could try to sell it for you.
Well, right now he's in a better mindset of that because he wants to unload. He just bought a house for his grandson, for all the boys to move into. He's got one more grandchild he wants to set up really nicely. And so he's moving and shaking. He's not buying as much as he used to. You know, like he's trying to just refocus on his inventory and not overbuy, not overwork. He really likes his coffee mornings now.
Yeah. I always felt like, I'm going to tell you how I like him. I've always felt like he doesn't necessarily, I'm not going to say this in the aspect of, like, it's me. I think that this probably goes to pretty much everybody. I think he's very hesitant in letting loose, like, control.
Yes. I could agree. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. So I think it's like he's got some trust issues there.
I just think he's been in the industry for so long, and he was fucked over a couple of times. He had to rebuild himself three different times in his life where he literally, you know, from the ground up. And one of them, I'm sure he shared with you, when his mom passed, and he had to move back up north and be around in the old store. And essentially, he had to, you know, his mom was very ill, and he took care of his mom, and it put him in the poorhouse for a little while, he says. And that's his words, not mine. I'm sure his poorhouse looks way different than my poorhouse or yours. That being said, it's still very jarring, I'm sure, for him. It doesn't matter the amount of money you bring in. When you feel like that cushion is not there, it's still very confusing, maybe. And that control thing is absolutely his downfall sometimes. He, after complaining about Stellar yesterday, and everything, he then, an hour and a half later, I'm trying to find my text. He sends me this message saying, "Your damn website again, I can't get in," or something like that. I had to go, I have an appointment in an hour. Mind you, it was like 2 hours prior to that. He never said anything about another appointment with other stones or needing to have anything. And so when I refrain from like saying that to him, and then very nicely you put into perspective of, well, why didn't you just tell me earlier? I would have at least gotten you that email, you know, in the nicest way possible, you silly man. you know, he just doesn't like to hear it. Whenever there's a password issue, or, you know, same to us, though. I mean, I think every person gets to a point where they're like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know my password. Oh, this is just a headache. I don't want to do it anymore. And so he didn't use me yesterday, and he used Stellar again, and he was, you know, probably pissed off this morning when it didn't get there or something else, because he's already looking online for the same thing yesterday that he wouldn't tell me 2 hours prior. But he is. He's stuck in his own way sometimes.
See, what I would love for him to do is that whenever he's really done, like before he's really done, would be for him to take me on the road with him. And teach me.
Oh, my God. Miss Kelly, I want to teach you something right now that is so absolutely dumbfoundingly smart. But I think that for you it might not be smart. Because you guys have the edge already, right? And when you're re-pricing, I asked him about his tickets. Remember how he always had all that trouble with his stupid tickets on all of his, you know, information? And I said, why do you do this, you know, 3-0 on some of your pricing and this and that? Because we were talking about the Alexandrite.
Yeah.
He says, this is why. I don't leave anything off the table or on the table. I make sure every single deal is great, and I do it this way, and this is why I do it this way, because it is almost guaranteed sale every time. And to his point, it is, because he is such a one-off. He's a by appointment only. They know that if they're sitting time with them, they better be there during that time frame, because that's their one shot to get them, or two shots. That, you know, that sort of business model has really, really helped him now after retiring. But to that point of how he sets up his business and such, he shared with me the equation for how he doesn't lose any money. And it's so super easy. I don't know why anybody, and he's like, literally, I shared it with so many jewelers, and because it's not what they are used to doing, they all say it's a great idea, the concept is perfect. It's just too much work to do it while the client's right then and there. I go, how can that be too much work? They just go in the back. Here's the price tag on it. Let me go to today's gold prices right now today, do the little equation based on gold, and voila, you never have to worry whether it's, you know, a gold or a silver piece. You can do the same technique, and it's right on his tag, and it protects him from any, like when your client buys it, if it did say something like 0.075, that's his gold number. They would say, oh, you got, you know, 75% markup, or they might say, oh, you're doing 3.0 markup or 3.5 markup or 2.5 markup. No, he does 3-0, and he uses a different frame reference, so nobody ever knows. He doesn't even know the price on the back of it until he takes that gold pricing, the top dollar amount, and he basically works it all back. And I told him to share that with you, and if it works for you, I can't believe I haven't thought of this method. Because essentially, so many jewelers just hate having to reprice. And if there was any, that was easy button that maybe one of these companies like, you know, The Edge or somebody could do, you wouldn't have to do all the mathing. I hate mathing. This is an easy method, and I understood it. So I could take a photo and send it to you and see if you can decipher, or call him up and ask him. I think he loves teaching.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think I'm explaining it.
I don't understand the context on, like, you know, how, like.
I know I'm not doing a good job of explaining it.
Well, I guess here's the thing, is it, for me, is if, I mean, like, I get the idea of you're sitting on inventory,
mm-hmm.
And I get the idea that he's, you know, kind of refiguring it in the
real daytime.
Yeah, like on the gold market at that point, you know, like, I mean, so he's selling the gold for the current gold market regardless
mm-hmm.
of the situation. But how does that equate, like, how does he have that price?
On a tag?
Equated to the other aspect of the piece, because you're not just selling gold. You know, like, if you're selling, let's say and my understanding is that he buys a lot, like, a lot of his stuff is not new stuff. It's used. It's like
older.
Escape stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like he buys used escape stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
And because of that, then, yes. Like, he, you know, he's buying it for gold and not so much gemstone.
Correct.
Gemstone,
that's where he wins every time.
Yeah, and so, see, he can do that because he's buying it for scrap, then he's selling it at current market, which, yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, that is, it wouldn't even have to have, like, his little equation on all of that stuff. If I know that I'm buying everything at scrap, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's say that scrap tends to be half of whatever the current market is. I have an even simpler system that's with a refiner. That's why I'm like, that's hilarious to me that he uses a local guy. And, I mean, he's done his math, all of that. But
do you have a local guy there that you use that gives more than 92% but cash back?
No, I send it to United Refining, and I get, like, 96%.
Oh.
And they pay for all the metals. And, you know, but, like,
yeah.
So I do one of two things, is that when I send in my stuff, I send that to them. It's, like, $200 for the refining lot. Now, and this kind of will bring this, like, full circle. So I send my stuff, because we do bench sweeps and everything else. I send them to United. They all say that they're going to pay out 98%. People don't equate, like, they don't really do their whole math on what's the quantity of gold in the piece. So
gotcha.
It's a 4-carat gold piece. It's really only like 58% gold. The rest of it's the other alloys. Nobody pays for the other alloys other than sterling silver and platinum. Those are the only two other metals that they pay out on. So when you have a lot, that means that, let's say I've got a bunch of scrap, then I take that gold, I weigh it, see how much that whole, you know, like a bag of just like broken crap, right? I weigh that. If I break it up based on the carat, 14, 10, 18, then I can get an approximate amount of what I should get paid from that lot, But I also have to remember that in the refining process, some of the gold is going to evaporate, like it's going to burn off. Some of the weight that I'm equating for is going to be dirt, like an other crap. So some of that weight is automatically going to get lost in the process. And there's, and almost half of that weight is alloy. If it's 14, if it's 10, it's more. If it's 18, it's less. Well, you refine each lot, but each lot that's refined, you have to pay the refiner to do it, right? Like, they don't work for free. And so that fee is about $250 with United. So it doesn't make sense unless you have large amounts of different carated gold to make a lot of 18, make a lot of 14, and make a lot of 10. And then you're paying 200, 200, 200 per lot.
Yeah. Here, stop there. Let me give you a call right back. It's my doctor.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Bye.
I'm waiting on results.